What's up, everybody? Did you guys miss me? Did you guys miss me for the past couple weeks? This is Jessie May, your Sharp Tongue podcast host, coming to you live, loud, and proud, right in your goddamn ear hole. Right in your ear hole. Has anyone tried ear candling? I used to do that all the time. I do ear candling like once a month. And if you don't know what it is, it's like this. And this isn't a sponsor. I smoked a little bit of weed and I'm thinking about ear candling right now. It's this candle you light on fire and you stick in your ear and it sucks out all your ear guts. I don't want to get too technical on you guys, but that's pretty much what it is. And it pulls out these like wizard staff shaped like ear funk. It's like wax. It looks like a wax wizard staff, but a teeny one, like a little teeny one. And it's amazing what's in your fucking ear. One time a receipt from Arby's came out of there. I don't know if it's good for you. I've read mixed reviews. I haven't done it in a while, but my Virgo, like my need to clean stuff, my insatiable desire to have things neat is what's driving me to candle my ears again, but I'm too scared. I don't know what's going to come out. It's been a long time. There might be a teeny man living in there. That wouldn't be so bad. That'd probably help me with my lonely nights. I'm looking at lipstick on my laptop because I just did Weeds Day. That was Carlin shaking it out, if you could hear. You guys want to hear him breathe? Oh, you licking the microphone? He just gave you guys kisses. I just did Weeds Day, and I hit myself in the face with the laptop, and my lipstick is on the laptop. Killing it. I should let you guys know where I'm going to be this week, September 14th, 15th, and 16th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm going to be at the Dr. Grins at the B.O.B. at the Bob, the big old building. September 23rd, I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. That's in Los Angeles area. And September 28th, 29th, and 30th, I will be at the Sacramento Punchline in Sacramento, California. All tickets available on jessiemay.com. Carlin decides to play with his toy now. If you guys want a chance to win free tickets, email me at jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com and mention this podcast. This podcast brought to you live by marijuana and squeak toys. Now you stop. I put the microphone in his face and he stopped squeaking it. You don't want to squeak it now? I'm very excited to go to Grand Rapids. It's my birthday weekend. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I mean, I'm not very excited. Like, whatever. It's like, whatever. I've never been this girl that's like, oh my God, it's my birthday. And we need to celebrate for 14 days. Bitch, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Like, it's calm down. With the whole, you girls doing like a full weekend. Okay, a full weekend I get. But like 2 weeks, you gotta chop it down a bit. You gotta grow up. How about that? once it's no longer normal to get like toys and Barbies for your birthday, you should probably stop celebrating it over 3 days. Although I don't mind getting some toys right now, I have to be honest. So just retract that last statement. And if anybody can get me a Kit Kat, that would be great. I really loved my road trip. I was a little depressed to come back, to be honest. And living out of my car for half of the time because I was traveling, you know, a little over 2 weeks on the road, it made me realize what little stuff I need to survive and just how much shit I have. I this year alone, I've gotten rid of 15 bags of clothes. 15 garbage bags of fucking clothes. Did you hear me? That's an exorbitant amount of bags and a lot of clothes. And I'm looking in my kitchen right now. There's 7 more bags of clothes. Full bags. Too much shit. And having too much when you sit in too much shit is when shit really goes awry. When you have too much shit, I think it makes you depressed. And it causes unhappiness and anxiety. Like, I'm literally downsizing everything. If I look at it, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's fucking going. Watch out, Chaplin and Bunny. Oh my God, are you kidding me? These dogs are so cute right now. Chaplin sharted yesterday. You know, it's something to see like a 5-pound dog have explosive sharts out of his teeny hole. But it was really just being on the road with them and realizing what little stuff I need to survive was really eye-opening. And honestly, if I could live in one of those fucking tiny houses, I would. If I could just have a little tiny house with like a nice yard for my dogs, I would be happy. And then just travel around. That's all I want to do. I want a tiny house and then just travel everywhere. That's my goal in life. And I think I can achieve it. I learned a lot from traveling. The one thing I will say, if you're going to travel, if you're going to go out on the road, get a Bluetooth remote for your camp, for your phone, so you can take a picture and you won't need somebody to be there, and get a good tripod. Those two things I used the most out of anything that I had. And I always stop to take photos, take ridiculous photos. You know, those are the things that you remember. I can't remember what I did last week unless I look at my Twitter and Instagram. I think all these devices and these social media pages are going to cause more Alzheimer's, because we're not going to have to remember anything. We just look back and it's right there. But maybe with the little recall, maybe it will increase our memory power. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to make a educated opinion. I brought extra bedding for in case I got, you know, stranded or had a very strong period. I don't know why I brought extra bedding. I was going to like live in my car. I don't know what I was thinking. I panicked. I went into panic mode. Airbnb is amazing. If you don't know what it is, you probably live in a Mormon family, then they keep you in the basement. Airbnb was amazing to use. I don't like hotels as much because I'm always in them now, so I Airbnb'd my ass across the country, and I found some really dope places. I told you guys about them before. One thing I will also say about driving cross country, another thing is, if you're driving, keep your snacks in the front seat with you, within arm's reach. Keep gum. Gum is good for when you fall asleep. Crack cocaine. That's also good when the gum doesn't work. You keep your snacks. Fruit is always good. A joint on the side. Just kidding. Allegedly. I'm not serious. I am serious, but not completely. 100%. And make sure you talk to people. Get out there and talk to the locals. Get out there and you know, get in there. Just suss it up with the locals. Ask them where they like to go to eat. That's how I found this place called the Sagebrush Grill when I was in Monroe, Utah. I was talking to some guy who was sitting in a hot springs. We were sitting there together, and he recommended that I go to Sagebrush Grill. And I went there, and I had the most amazing meal, a salmon meal with a homemade creme brulee dessert. Yeah, your girl went all out. And it cost me like 37 cents. I also went to this other place called the Goody Goody Diner in Louisville, Kentucky, and I had a full breakfast for $5. What the fuck? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It proves to me that there are greedy people in the world, that a breakfast can cost $5 in Louisville, Kentucky, and here in LA, I get one pancake and I gotta pay this bitch $35. Shit's fucking ridiculous. We wonder why people are struggling. You need to lower your pancake prices. I'm sorry I keep clearing my throat, but I was smoking weed earlier. I'm excited about Sharp Tongue going to the High Times Network. I'm not supposed to say anything, but I've been saying stuff every episode, so fuck it. Sorry, High Times. I think we're going to do fun stuff together. Hilarious is still being produced. That we haven't given up on that. That's still happening. It's just we're juggling a lot right now. I did my chemistry test for VH1, for my VH1 show that I cannot tell you too much about, but cross your fingers, send good energy, send good vibes my way, please, because I really would love to be it for this show to go through. When I was driving cross country, we spoke about this before in the other episodes, there's a lot of religious signs on the highway. You know, literally, they just were aggressive religious signs that were like, you know, you're going to die. Do you want to meet Jesus? You better repent. Just very like straightforward. Some of them are straightforward. Some of them are passive aggressive. You know, and one was like, call Jesus. He's waiting for your phone call. Like, Jesus is waiting for my phone call. There was a number called on a big ass billboard, and it was 855-4-JESUS, right? And it's like, what kind of, I want to know what happens when you call. I wonder if it costs money. Let's just call it right now. I don't even know. Like, I tried to do some research. I didn't find too much about it. Let's see. you guys want to call? Let's call 855 F O R G Z U S. That's not too many. Is this right? That they don't know how to spell. They don't know how to do a number here. I thought it was for Jesus. Let's see if I can find this shit. This is just like a big ass billboard on the side of the highway. It's like, you're going to die. Do you want to meet God? You better call him first. Make a goddamn reservation. Like 855-4-TRUTH. That's what it is. Oh, I'm living my truth, motherfucker. Are you living your truth? 855-4-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. That's too many numbers. Is this, am I being punked? This is ridiculous. I can't call this number. I'm so mad. I was afraid that I should actually dial 855-4-TRUTH. So I guess you can't call it? Well, why would they make that? Let's just try it. Let's just try it with all those numbers in there. I'm too high to be trying to add this all up. Truth. How do you spell truth? T-H. Let's see what happens.
Calling the toll-free number for gospelbillboards.org. Para Español, marque nueve.
Oh, shit.
To speak with someone on our phone team about your questions or spiritual needs, press zero. To learn more about gospelbillboards.org,
let's press zero.
If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like to speak with.
Do y'all know God's extension number?
Otherwise, you may hold for the next available team member. This call may be recorded.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your
call. Oh
shit. Have you ever asked yourself these questions? Can I really know what is true?
I've asked myself why I'm listening to a robot telling me about existential questions. Who's Jesus?
These are very important questions, and it is crucial to know the right answers. If we don't, we will miss our purpose for being here on the earth, and we will not be prepared to meet God when we pass from this life. Be assured, Jesus cares about you and wants you to learn who he is. He wants to put his spirit within you.
Oh.
This is Roger with Gospel Billboards. How are you doing today?
Hi, Roger. I was just listening to the voice there, the message there. What do I do? Like, what's this for?
I guess you saw one of our billboards. Is that where you got our phone number?
Yeah, I saw a billboard. It said, I can't remember. I was trying to write it down, but I was driving. It was like, if you're gonna. When you die, do you want to meet God? 855-4-TRUTH. Is this right?
Yeah. Actually, after you die, you will meet God. Probably it's the picture of the heartbeat symbol on there. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a cheeseburger. I was going so fast, I just saw the number.
Okay. All right. Well, where was it, by the way? Like, what state was that billboard in?
It was in Utah, and it was in Arizona. And then there was another one, I think, like, maybe outside of Colorado.
Okay, so you saw several of them. Yeah, wow. Very
I
good.
Saw the sign.
What we do
it's all about signs, right? You have to see the sign.
Yes, you saw the various signs, and every one of them had the same phone number on there, 855-4-TRUTH. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what it is. We're an organization called Christian Aid Ministries. We're servants of Jesus Christ, and we're putting up these billboards to encourage people to get right with God before they die.
How do you do that?
You say, how do you do that?
Yeah, it seems difficult. I think I got a lot to get right.
Great question. Yeah, no, getting right with God. Here's what Jesus Christ, God's Son, said. He said, "You must be born again," and he said, "Unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You say, "Well, how exactly does that work?" Well, Jesus said we need to first of all repent. That means we're sorry for our sins.
Well, speaking of repent.
Secondly, we need to believe and be baptized.
Yes.
Turn our life over to Jesus and follow him faithfully from that day forward. So those are the things we need to do is to turn away from our life of sin, turn our life over to Jesus, and then obey and follow him from that day forward.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I'm trying to get on that track. I have one question. Am I being charged for this?
No, there's no charge at all. It's a toll-free number. We cover all the costs.
It's free to get right with God.
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
It's free to get right with God.
Well, actually, it is. It's not cheap, but it's free. There's a tremendous price that Jesus Christ paid for your salvation, and that is he gave his life by dying on the cross, a horrible, torturous death, but he gave his life to pay your ransom. And the reason that the ransom price is needed is because we are all slaves of sin. When we sin, when we commit sins against God, we become the slave of sin and Satan.
Well, I think that's my problem.
Go free is by the ransom.
What's the ransom?
Sorry, say that again.
No, I said I think that's my problem. I'm just trying to wash away all my sins, but I feel like it's going to take, you know, a bunch of Sundays for that, like maybe like a couple years worth.
Well, you know what? Going to church on Sunday doesn't take care of your sin. Only the blood of Christ can do that.
Well, how do
that's
I?
Why it is a free gift. You say, how do you receive that gift?
Yeah, only the blood of Christ can clear my sins. That seems intense.
That is correct. That's absolutely correct. It's only the blood of Christ, and how do you do that? Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In John 3, verse 36, it talks about he that believeth on the Son, Jesus, has everlasting life. But he that doesn't believe or doesn't obey the Son, Jesus, will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's by believing on Jesus, repenting of our sins, turning our life over to him, that we can have eternal life.
Eternal life seems exhausting, though. But can I ask you one question? What are we considering sins?
Well, you say, what are we considering sin? Anything that God calls sin is therefore sin because it's God. He's the creator. So as you read, if I don't know if you have a Bible or not. If you don't, we'd be very happy to send you one as a free gift. But in the Bible, in the New Testament, it gives a number of lists of things that God forbids his people to do. Things like stealing, things like killing, things like sexual sins, like adultery and fornication, pornography, things like that.
Fornication's out of question. I can't even fornicate.
Fornication's, yeah. See what the reason for this is that God is establishing a kingdom, a wonderful kingdom of people who have surrendered their lives to the King. This is a kingdom that's greater than America, greater than Japan, greater than North Korea or Iraq.
I got this guy on mute right now. This is insanity. I can't fuck. He's telling me I can't fuck. Yeah, well, kings need a queen. Kings like to get fucked by a queen. Tell this guy. Can't even get a word in edgewise with this religious son of a bitch. I can't even fornicate?
Those members of his kingdom.
Like, didn't Jesus get it off? Like, he looked good. He was up on the cross. Like, women are turned on by that kind of shit.
There's no sorrow.
Jesus just turned away all that good puss. Because of sin? Come on! Hypocrisy.
And yes, fornication is not part of that kingdom. Adultery is not part of that.
I'm fornicating.
You know, all the sins that people like to commit today, those are not part of his kingdom. That's why we need the Savior.
I think what I need to do. Yeah, no, it makes sense, and it's very prolific, and you speak lovely. You speak right from the heart. I can tell it's coming out of your soul. But I think with myself. I can tell you love it, and I like that you're doing something that you love. I have to figure out how I can stop fornicating, because that's probably one of my biggest issues, and then I'll figure it out, you know. But fornication's a part of the menu, per se, without, you know, I don't want to be grotesque or anything. You know, it's a part of my life. So I guess I have to figure out the fornication.
It's not, yeah. By the way, my name is Roger. Do you mind if I get your name?
My name is Jess.
Jess, like J-E-S-S?
Jess, J-E-S-S.
J-E-S-S.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, Jess, I just want to encourage you to, you know, open your heart.
I want to open my legs, Roger.
I would love to see it wide open, but if you can't.
Oh, my legs are wide open.
And I would encourage
I want Jesus to work.
If you want to go get one yourself at Walmart, that's okay.
Fuck Walmart. They hate gay people.
Your smartphone. But get a Bible and just...
I'm going to get a Bible and I'm going to shove it in my puss, Roger.
People, just read one book out of the Bible. The book called Matthew.
Matthew?
66 books in it. A lot of times people try to read the whole Bible.
I'm going
to
shove Matthew between my wide open legs.
Don't try that. Just read one book.
You guys, I'm going to go to hell. I'm sorry. Let's get Roger out of here.
Find out who Jesus is. Find out what sin is. Find out what the kingdom of God is. And you know, I think you'll be permanently changed. It's going to be far better in the long run than any fornication you've ever done.
Yeah. This guy hasn't met my recent man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'll take fornication over Jesus fisting.
Price to pay for sin, and the price is way higher than the pleasure.
The price is a happy pussy, Roger.
I'll tell you that. When he, you know, lures you into sin, he doesn't tell you about the price you have to pay. So think about the kingdom of God and think about, what do I need to do? You know, will I be willing to accept this?
This guy's not getting paid. I guarantee I'm going to get a $1,000 bill after this.
Because the benefits are truly out of this world. And that doesn't mean it's not hard. You know, it's not difficult. Doesn't mean people won't.
Hard.
But
that's okay. I can deal. You know, I think if I can get the love of God in my heart, and I'll be fine. Well, you know, I appreciate it, Roger. I have to go and finish a little bit of my work before the night. I just wanted to call because I was curious and appreciate the information. Mm-hmm. And I'll figure out the fornication situation.
I really appreciate you calling, Jess. I really appreciate your hunger and thirst after righteousness, or at least.
Oh, I got hunger and thirst for that Jesus dick.
Yes, give us a call back anytime. Check out our website if you care to, gospelbillboards.com. And yeah, if we can, you know, answer any more calls, any more questions for you, give us a call, all right?
Thanks, Roger.
You're very welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bullshit. I guarantee him I have a $1,500 bill. I'm so sorry. Roger was really nice. I really enjoyed Roger. Oh my God, man. I might have to call them regularly because, you know, we could deal with some of our problems, especially my friend Marty Caproni. I know he could use this. He needs to repent. That guy sins more than anybody I know. That guy sins more than the devil himself. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Sharp Tongue podcast. You're my favorite people ever. And I'm excited to do my High Times shift soon. We're going to be shifting over the High Times Network. It's going to be a shift. What a fun day, man. I got to call Roger back. Live your truth.
I used to think that I could not go on. And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know. Just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that. I can fly.